Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you just outside the door of the church, the door into the narthex, the entryway to the church, and all the activities that go along there. These doors are unlocked right now, but early on a Sunday morning, before anybody is here, they're locked. And this past Sunday morning, as I was got in my car to come to church, and I'm typically the first one here, I realized, well, I didn't realize, I knew that my key fob for my car, the battery was low, because it had told me on Saturday, and I knew I needed a new battery, and I'd only made one quick trip out with my car, and I thought, well, the next time I went out, I'd get a new battery. I might have mentioned it to Robin, but she didn't get a chance while she was out on Saturday to get a battery. But I thought I certainly would have more than 24 hours notice to be able to still utilize the remote for my car and be able to start it. Well, it turns out Sunday morning when I got in my car to come to church, the battery was entirely dead. I couldn't start my car. The good news is Robin has a key fob as well. I was able to use hers and come to church. And the even better news is that I still had my handy dandy church keys. I didn't need to worry about a battery for those. They work pretty manual operation here, and I didn't forget them. I hate to say this out loud, but in the nearly 6 years I've been here, I've only forgotten my church keys once. And Andrea, who's on the other side of the camera, got a call from me, and I drove over to her house, which is much closer than my house, and borrowed her key and was able to let myself in the church. My point in all of that being is that access to the church, sometimes we may not feel like we have the keys. Maybe our battery for our key has died or is lagging. And sometimes we need help. I had help getting to church on Sunday morning because I was able to use my wife's key to operate our vehicle. A few years ago, I had Andrea's help getting into the church because I was able to borrow her key to come in. And just thinking about sometimes if we don't have the key, if we don't have or feel like we have the access that we may need to be able to enter into the life of the church, to enter into worship. Sometimes we need somebody else to give us a hand, to invite us, to bring us, to loan us their key, real or virtual. And sometimes we're the ones with the key. And I think we need to be watching out and seeking and observing others who maybe aren't, seemingly don't have a key or may not feel like they are welcome, and to do the job of inviting and providing that hospitality. You know, there are times when the church doors were always open, and these days these doors are open when we're here. It'd be great if we could leave the doors to the sanctuary open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but unfortunately, the times don't allow us to do that. But we do want to make sure that everybody knows that they are welcome, that they feel like they have access, that they are included in our welcome to worship, our welcome into the life of the church. And we each can play an important part in making sure that that is happening. I mean, sometimes it may be making sure that your battery has been recharged or replaced as needed. So just a word of encouragement to you on this Wednesday morning, and be sure to keep track of your keys. You never know when you might need them, and keep an eye out for others who might need an invitation or a word of encouragement to come through the doors and to receive all that God has in store for them and for all of us. I'll see you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.